It's okay. Good morning. Today, Hello on the Nile interviews Dr. Mona Arian, Egyptian pioneer of natural beauty products Nefertari. Our focus today will be on the history of Gohl, known to the world as eyeliner. Dr. Mona, before we start, can you tell us a little bit about Nefertari and why you chose the name?
Actually, I started Nefertari from the kitchen of my home. And why I called it Nefertari, because I wanted an Egyptian name. I wanted an Egyptian that gives our meaning of beauty. So Nefertari means the most beautiful of them all. This is the name, the meaning of her name, Nefertari. So the most beautiful of them all. She was very beautiful, very an Egyptian queen. So, and she was really, she was the wife of Ramses II and known to be one of the most beautiful women of her time. So this is why I've chosen Nefertari.
And today we Egyptians know a lot about Gohl. Or the word Gohl. What about what is the difference between the ancient Egyptian Gohl and the Gohl that you make today?
Actually, there is no difference, because I am doing the same Gohl, the same technique that ancient Egyptians used to do. Let me explain. Ancient Egyptians has two kinds of Gohl. One of them is a Gohl that comes from a mountain from Aswan. We call it Upper Egypt, and this Gohl contains a very high percentage of lead, but they never used it for alive people, for people living. They used it for the mummies, for the sarcophagus, for the statues, where this is the Eye Horus, very well-known Eye Horus line. It is black, very black in color. It stays forever black. We have statues maybe 4,000, 5,000 years ago, and they are still have this Gohl and this eyes. Wow. Very good, in good black, very dark black. So this is the Gohl that comes from a mountain in Arab, in Upper Egypt. And as I said, it is full of lead. It's not suitable for human beings. But we took samples with a certain company here in Egypt from the Cairo Museum of very small pots containing Gohl. This is for the living. And they said in the description written under this very small jar or container, they said it was made of something comes from Somalia, which is the road of the rose, and something, and the oil comes from the west of Egypt, west side of Egypt. So we explained it must be the west side. It's Tunisia, Algeria, and Libya. So this must be the olive oil, very famous in this area a long time ago. So what they used to do, they used to soak the frankincense gum that comes from Somalia. Right. It is a trip that is very well known. It is called the Rose Road. And they soak it in the olive oil what comes from the west side of Egypt, which is the olive oil. We keep it soaked actually for 6 months. Wow. And then we burn it and take the smug. Why the smug? Because it is in a volatile state. It has very minimal particle size. It is more fine than any powder you can make, because it is a gas. It is not a powder. It's the smug that goes out from the burning of the gum and soaked in olive oil. And then we collect the smug. And while it is very, very hot, still made very fresh, we put it in the Gohl containers, which we have made by hand. It's a wooden container that is made handmade, 100% handmade. So now you have the same Gohl with the same formula. And this is Gohl is very safe, because it's a gum. It's a burn of a gum. It is sterile. You can put it, you don't have to wash it. Because most of the nowadays makeup, you have to wash your face very well. You have to put moisturizing things because it will dry. It's all full of chemicals. It can get you allergy in the eyes. But the natural Kahl we are doing is an exact copy of what the ancient Egyptians used to do for the living people and not for the dead. Mm-hmm. So we keep it in these containers. It is sterile, it is clean, and you can put it, you don't have to wash it. On the contrary, in our countryside, this is very normal to find babies, newborn babies, that they put them, this kahl. And when we said it must have something to do with the tradition, and one of the doctors said, no, it has a medical explanation, because while the baby is coming from the woman while delivering the baby, he passes through the vagina and all this, so he might get any organism that causes eye irritation, especially infection, especially with molds and bacteria or whatever. So when they put the kahl, they sterilize the area, so they don't get this infection in the eyes. This is done in the countryside, of course, not in not a very long time ago, but most people, even nowadays in the countryside, they put kahl immediately when the baby is born.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Doctora. Until next time, stay tuned to Hello on the Nile.